Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of the tragic University of Idaho student murders. Well, they're getting into a lot of stuff. IgG, DNA, cell phone tracking, anything and everything that could possibly point to Brian Koberger being the main suspect, being the murderer. The allegations are out there, but Ann Koberger is trying to get it all thrown out, throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We'll see how well that works. Joining us is retired FBI Special Agent Robin Dreek, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, with your background in behavioral analysis, what can you tell us about the mindset of someone, we're just going to start broadly, who might commit such a crime like this?
Oh.
Broad question.
The mindset of someone might have committed, well, you know, it looked to me to be a potential serial killer in the making if you're looking at behaviors with multiple murders. But as my good friend, Dr. Chris Mahandy says, it's someone with a broken brain because, you know, we had a really heinous murder. We had a, you know, in person with knives, with knife wounds, stabbings. And then if you look at the overlay of the accusations of Koberger, and you do the behavior pattern of Koberg throughout his life, it fits a life arc of someone that was on that journey to potentially do that. And that's what the prosecution is going to be trying to lay out.
And there's a lot of evidence to point that way. The biggest thing here, the biggest argument, though, that's being made right now, and as of this recording, we do not have a decision from the judge, is, okay, step one, the main thing that led them to Koberger was the knife sheath DNA. And how did they conclude where that came from? IgG, investigative genetic genealogy technology, which basically you go into another database other than CODIS. You go into the one that Ancestry and 23andMe and all those throw that information into. And they narrowed it down. They narrowed it down to the Koberger family, to his father specifically. Then from there, they went and figured out Koberger. After a cheek swab, that DNA his matched to the sheath. You know, it's like one to a billion odds or something that it's not him. That has the DNA on the sheath. Not to a billion odds that he's the killer, but the DNA of his is on the sheath. So the big explanation is, how did it get there if you're not the guy? It takes a bit to open up a K-bar knife sheath. It designed purposely for that because it can be dangerous and you don't want to just pop out of your pocket. If you'd actually grab the blade itself, it takes some pushing. So that would make sense why there is touch DNA on it, because you got to get your thumb in there, however you're opening it, which would then be enough pressure to get that DNA on there. So it's not just like, oh, we looked at it at the store one day and put it back. Especially what'll be interesting to see, which you don't have the receipts on yet, his shopping history. That's another thing they're trying to argue
up. I think I saw or I read it from Howard Bloom, who wrote the book. What was it? Night Calling. You know, that I think someone reported he actually had, they saw how he bought it on Amazon too. Mm-hmm. So that's part of more data points to say, well, I've got a lot of crazy going on here.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, you have that, you have all these pieces, but it goes back initially to the IgG. The argument at hand here is using IgG to begin with would have never led to any of the other investigative pieces that they found. Of course, if you don't have a suspect, you can't dig into the suspect. But they're saying because they used IgG, everything should be thrown out. Now, I know Ann Taylor is going to try and argue this. This is her job. But at the same point, there are no rules for this. There's no law that says you can't use IgG. There's no law that says if you're investigating a murder of four college kids in your town and you're trying to figure out who might be behind it after running that DNA through CODIS and no matches, well, hey, here's this other database we can look at. There are no laws preventing us from doing it. You have some people who think this is wrong. There's a lot of people who think things are wrong. It doesn't change that people use them or that they can use them. There's no law preventing it. So I don't really quite get how she can come in and say that this was wrong and everything should be thrown out when there were no rules in place to prevent an investigator from using yet another tool that did successfully lead to who had the DNA on the knife. The science is not in question. It's more so the ethics and morality of it. But again, no laws.
Yeah, so from what I understand, and this is really complex, like you said, there's no question about the DNA match. This is a DNA match for Koberger just because it is. I mean, it's like you said, it's one in a billion that it's not. And so It's a definite DNA match. I think what she, from what I'm understanding, because again, we start getting the legalese of what came first, the chicken or the egg. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe she's arguing the DNA on the knife sheath, because you know that's touch DNA and it's in a database from the dad. I think what she's going after is the rest of identifying Koberger by what happened after that point. And that is, so if they then illegally violated his rights by identifying by getting cell phone data because of illegally gotten things. In other words, you can't argue that the dad popped up there, but then getting how they got his swab is what's I think in question.
They had a warrant for it or for the dad,
but it's like, it's like, when did they have that warrant? I know that there's a timing issue, I think, is what she's trying to argue about. Because then it becomes fruit of the poison tree. If you got one thing because something was gotten illegally, then everything else falls apart. Mm-hmm. It's a stretch. Because from what I understand, from what the judges' rulings were on and their judges' thoughts is, I don't think it's going to hold up. But hats off to her. If you commit a murder or accused of committing for a murder, hire her, man. She's going at it hard. I don't think it's going to hold up. But it'll be interesting if it does.
Do you think there should? I mean, so it's just clearer because I know they're arguing that it was gathered illegally, but I don't know how anyone can even argue it's gathered illegally when there's no laws that would make it illegal. Right. That's the part. I mean, you can just, it's like, we're just going to throw this term out there and hope it sticks and people are going to believe, oh yes, this was gathered illegally. No, it wasn't. It really was not gathered illegally. You may not like it. You may not agree with it. You may not feel that information should be out there, but the reality is it is. And It's not going to change. It is in existence now, and people can access it. You don't even have to do 23andMe or Ancestry to be in that database. It's basically, if you have out to a second cousin, you're in there. So that's basically about 90% of the population, whether you did the test or not. They can figure out who you are because your cousin, your aunt, whoever, people have done this. And eventually, I imagine in the next year or so, it's going to be probably 100% of our population that is in there. And I get that is the argument. But with that being the argument, how does that hold up without any laws in place? Which the answer just maybe it won't.
Right. So let's reverse it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking as the layman that we are in this, on the legal side as we are, it makes no sense that that would hold up. So let's assume that she knows it won't hold up as well. And we've talked about this also on this case. Her main job, I think, is to keep him alive.
Yeah.
And if they're going, so think about this. If you're going to go for the death penalty still, and you're going to need a jury to have beyond reasonable doubt, and a jury is going to have a certain emotion tied to killing someone or their decision ending someone's life, you're going to sow as many seeds of doubt as you possibly can. And so I think this, if it makes no sense, then what's the other purpose behind it? Or it could have a dual purpose. You know, go at it anyway because that's what I'm paid to do, but also I'm going to be sowing seeds of doubt in any potential jury pool. So I think that's also part of the strategy.
Another piece that they are picking at, and we knew they would. I mean, they have their right to pick at it. They're trying to defend somebody and get them off of a murder charge, is going after the eyewitness testimony of the surviving roommate who has claimed that she, you know, cracked the door and saw a man walking out with covering on his face, but enough to tell that there were thick eyebrows there and matching basically roughly what the description of Koberger would be. They're now going back and saying, well, that testimony is not going to be accurate. It's inconsistent. She said different things. And she did, like the morning of, saying, this is a nightmare. Sometimes I'm just paraphrasing here, but something to the effect of, I don't know what's reality and what was a dream, basically because I'm in shock. It was trauma. Of course there would be. When you have that sort of thing going on, and I'm not discounting her testimony at all or what she is saying or what she believes happened, but I guess fairly, how accurate can that testimony be when you are in that sort of shock? Shock enough to not call the authorities until like around noon that day. First, you're calling all your friends to come over and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then the police are called. That's another weird point, but let's start with the first point of that and how accurate the testimony would be.
So given what she saw, given the background, given all the information we have around her, I wouldn't necessarily be looking at her from testimony for eyewitness account and descriptions of Koberger. I'd be looking at for what she couldn't verify. We can verify we have someone that walks and looks like a male. We have one person. We have potential time of day. We have eyebrows. But again, I would just manage your expectations of what you could reasonably get from someone that they're going to attack different angles of her and her eyewitness accounts, especially from time. Or I think there's one thing where I saw that she did say, or someone said that she was still, you know, maybe inebriated, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. I think instead of, because his face was covered because of all these other factors, I think they're going to go for more verifying that it wasn't multiple people, verifying the time of day, verifying height, maybe verifying what he was wearing, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot there she can add without it being really refuted.
Mm-hmm. That's true. The thing that strikes me about all of this there's two things in this, but first I want to get to the bizarre nature of what occurred that morning, where the police were not initially called. She called friends. Is that, I mean, can we just stack that up? And I'm not saying we can, I'm asking, can we stack that up to she's really young, never been in a situation like that? just very inexperienced at life for the best part. And when you're shocked and you're in trauma and you don't have a lot of experience having to call 911 for anything, you're going to look for your friends and people that are going to comfort you. Maybe even sometimes more than actually bringing in law enforcement. Again, not the right path to take, but again, young and inexperienced at life.
I 100% agree with that. You know, I have two kids that are in their mid-20s right now, and they are doing, as I call, big shit stuff in life. Ow. You know, my daughter's a labor and delivery nurse. My son's a Marine Corps jet pilot. And yet there are things that they didn't experience growing up, like changing a flat tire, changing a light bulb, buying a light bulb. And there's certain things, life skills that you don't have until you do it for the first time. And how many of us as parents have trained our kids to call 911 if you see something like a murder or a car crash or something? The first thing, because this is a very social generation, especially if you're in a college situation, you know, that you're trying to maintain your privacy and have your first disconnect from your parents. So the first question is, that my daughter was like this. Anytime she had something to pop up when she's in college, last person she called was us. And we have great relationships with her, but she would always go to your friends first. And so that pattern of behavior does not strike me as any different. Now, granted, we can actually easily see this, and they might do this in the courtroom with her, is like, what I would do is like, hey, so what did you do the morning of such and such when you woke up? All right, so tell me, what other times in your life did you face something you never faced before? And did you call your parents? Did you call 911 or did you call a friend?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll be able to easily establish a pattern of behavior of, this is how people problem solve.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know what to do, you're going to default to what you always have done, which is you call your friends. And so that doesn't strike me as odd.
And I will say this, if anybody in these current days has interactions with any young person, you know, teenager on up into like mid-20s, one thing is for certain, they don't have the greatest problem-solving skills. And
yes,
it's like, we all did it. We were all young and dumb once. And I don't know if there's less problem-solving skills today because we have other things that just kind of give us answers and we don't necessarily need to use our brain to put one and two together sometimes. That may be part of it. It's baffling, I think, to some of us who came from a world where that didn't exist, but it is what it is. Just talk to him for a little bit. You're going to hear a plethora of things. You like nails on a chalkboard going, you thought what? You thought this was the appropriate response to that? And I'm not talking murder scenes, just anything in life. Very, very common. And I just thinking that might have been applied here, you know, again, because of lack of experience.
Yeah, it's sad, it's disappointing, but it's not really shocking.
No.
Because it does fit a pattern. It's a generational pattern. It's not right or wrong. It just is. And I think it gives us a great, as parents and people with working with other generations, I think it's important for us to realize, hey, you know, if you don't teach, mentor, and guide,
mm-hmm.
the first experience they have to, you know, facing challenging situations and problem solving, you know, they're going to need some reps before that if you want them to, you know, do it in a healthy way that's going to be beneficial. So,
sure.
But it's not shocking to me.
No. There's another thought I had on this, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are, and just kind of conjecture on this. Obviously, Koberger is up for the death penalty. And once this does get to trial, I know they're going to try and use anything that they possibly can, if it does get to trial, because I think there's a possibility it may come to some sort of, you know, plea agreement to take death off the table. But if it does get to trial and death is still on the table, not a guarantee, you get found guilty, you're not guaranteed death. That I don't know in Idaho if it's up to the court or if it's up to the jury to decide that. I'm not sure. Ultimately, someone does make that decision. I think if you put the surviving roommate on the stand and you put her through hell and you cross her, which I'm sure they will, on all of this stuff and really break her down, which I'm guessing is probably what will happen and make her relive this shit, and he's eventually found guilty, I think you almost have a guaranteed death penalty. So I think the defense of Koberger better tread lightly on the roommate, because I don't know that she really gives anything that shows reasonable doubt. I don't know that she really gives anything that shows that it is him. I just think her testimony is mixed up in trauma, And that is what it is. But if you go after her and that jury sees the cruelty in making somebody relive something, and it turns out you're doing it, and the guy who did this crime is sitting in front of all of us and he's cool with it, kill him. I think you're going to get a very strong reaction from either the judge or the jury, whoever decides that, of that's the breaking factor. That's the point that made me say firing squad.
You know, I don't think she's going to go at her like that, because she's shown a lot of great prowess as a defense attorney so far. And if we're thinking about it, she's probably thinking about it as well. I think both sides here, you know, I think the evidence is what the evidence is. And there's going to be, I think, more that's going to come out because and actually we might get it because they're, you know, they're talking about maybe unsealing it right now.
Yeah.
The more. But I think what both sides are going to really do here is you're going to have the prosecution going for the emotional response to the girls and the surviving roommate. And I think what Anne's going to do and on defense is going to be going for the emotional connection to Koberger.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to do that so far with the way she's dressing him up, the way she's putting an arm around him in the courtroom. I mean, so she's trying to paint him as a maybe a lost soul or a person who's been wrongly persecuted and accused, and he's just trying to make his way into the universe as someone who survived a drug addiction, who's a loving son, who the father, you know, is so proud of. You know, so I think instead of going after the surviving roommate, most likely I think she's going to be playing to the jury emotionally for Koberger, just like the prosecution is going to go for the victims.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's the way they're going to be battling it out.
That's going to be a hard one to tread on, though. I mean, that's where I say you better tread lightly if you're going there, because I don't think it necessarily even needs to be kind of what I described, the hardcore, we're going to go at you, almost like what we saw in the Black Swan trial, where that defense attorney just like broke her down on the stand. I don't know that we're going to see that, but in the trauma of this situation, I would almost say even bringing up the subject, I think, could probably break somebody down. I don't know her at all. I have no idea what her demeanor is or how she would handle something like that. But I would guess a majority of people who have been through a trauma like that, and now you're front and center, you're the spotlight here, and somebody is challenging your account of that, even if done as lightly and with kid gloves as you possibly can, it wouldn't take much to have her really tear you down with the emotions that she's likely going to show on that stand and really hurt your case.
So here's some conjecture I think we might see. So the surviving roommate is, a lot of people have a lot of sympathy for her, you know, and there's no doubt. And that's why I think what we're talking about going after her will not serve any, you know, defense well on this. I would think, you know, like I think a good strategy, if they do wind up having her on a stand, which they probably will. One, like you said, she cannot accurately describe Koberger anyway. So I don't think she's really going to add much in that area that defense would have to go after. If you're going for trying to be the person that people like, which is what she's trying to do with Koberger in this room, I would, if I was her, I would treat her with really a lot of kindness and gentleness on the stand.
We'll see if that happens. And I hope they go down that road, because
I hope so too.
You don't want to see her be re-traumatized by all this for trying to benefit Koberger, unless he's innocent. Then, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. But the dynamics, no matter how it's played out, that could go bad really, really quick. I'm interested to see what's going to be unsealed here. Like you had just mentioned, the judge has said that the closed testimony that took place the other week will be released once it has been redacted, as the judge sees appropriate. They have 14 days to do that. And by the time this is airing, we're getting close to that date. So we'll likely see that probably in the next month. And it's going to be interesting to see what new pieces to this case come to light.
I have some hope. I have a lot of hope still on this one. And here's why. I've liked how that Moscow Police Department has handled themselves during the investigation. They had a young guy, from what I understand, a corporal that was running this investigation. I liked his professionalism that I saw from the very get-go. He did a good job of trying to coordinate multiple jurisdictions and multiple resources. And so I really hope the way the prosecution, as well as the investigators, handled this, knowing what a big case this was, that they dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and made this as airtight as possible because they knew they're going to be defending against someone like Anne.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.